USA Radio News.
Another country claiming to have signs of the variant COVID strain, Turkey announcing yesterday it has 15 infections of the new strain first found in Great Britain. That makes 33 countries with cases of the variant strain in less than a month. Here in the U.S., three states reporting cases of the variant strain, including Florida, a popular winter destination. New York Medical College Dr. Bob Lahida tells CBS News what he advises snowbirds to do.
Be careful where you go. Make sure you have medical care. Make sure the hospitals that you're going, the community that you're going to, has hospitals that have adequate intensive care medicine.
The other two states reporting cases of the variant strain are Colorado and California, and none of the cases involve travel. The defense bill survives the president's veto. The Senate yesterday joins the House in overriding President Trump's veto of the $740 billion bill. This means the bill will become law. This is the first of nine vetoes Trump has had overridden. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hopes for bigger stimulus checks appear to be fading. After the Senate overrode President Trump's veto of the defense bill yesterday, it adjourned. Some senators from both parties have called for checks of $2,000. One of those, Missouri Republican Josh Hawley, taking to the Senate floor yesterday.
Now, I hear a lot of talk about how we can't afford it. I do notice, however, that we seem to be able to afford all kinds of other stuff. We can afford to send lots of money to other governments. We can afford to send all kinds of tax breaks and bailouts to big corporations. We can afford to spend enormous sums of money on pork, hundreds of billions of dollars in that last bill on pork.
Trump tweeting that failing to approve bigger checks is not fair or smart. An effort to keep President Trump in office is shot down. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert and other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday throws out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. The vice president had also wanted the suit dismissed. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The matchup for the college football championship game is set. Here's Jeremy Scott.
It's number one Alabama versus number three Ohio State for all the marbles. The Crimson Tide will play in the program's fifth title game in six seasons. Alabama beat number four Notre Dame 31-14 in the Rose Bowl, played at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Coach Nick Saban.
We're excited about this. This was a great win for us. We knew this would be a tough game, and it certainly was. And you know, we'll learn what we need to learn from it so that we have a chance to improve and get better.
Ohio State handed number two Clemson their second loss, 49-28 in the Sugar Bowl. Here's Coach Ryan Day.
Very happy for this team after such a long journey to get here after last season. It's something that weighed heavy on us after this game.
12-0 Alabama versus 7-0 Ohio State on January 11th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Four more bowl games today, starting at noon Eastern with the Gator Bowl, NC State and Kentucky. Later, Ole Miss plays Indiana in the Outback Bowl. Oregon plays Iowa State in the Fiesta Bowl. And Texas A&M plays North Carolina tonight in the Orange Bowl. The man known as Mr. Disneyland has passed away, Ron Dominguez, passing away New Year's Day. He was 85. Dominguez grew up on the property that became Disneyland. He was hired as a ticket taker before the park opened, working his way up to Executive Vice President Walt Disney Attractions West Coast in 1990. He retired 4 years later after 39 years with the company. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.